Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. At all times, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. As I consider how many times I think and speak about the Word of God, it causes me to wonder just how faithful I really am. I try to be in the Word of God. First thing in the morning I do is get up and read Scripture. The last thing I do before I close my eyes and sleep at night is to read a passage of Scripture, several chapters if possible. And I always feel like I need to be more and more in the Word of God. I need to recognize that at all times I need to have the Word of God going in and going out and permeating every part of me at all times. What does it mean to be at all times? It means continually thinking, reading, memorizing the Word of God. And the older I get, the more I realize I'm better at forgetting than I am remembering. Maybe you're different than I am, but I want to tell you, it gets more and more difficult. In just a few days from now, I'll be 88. And it was a lot easier memorizing Scripture at 18 than it was at 68, and a lot easier at 68 than it is at 88. But it really doesn't matter how easy it is. It's, do I love the Word of God? And I can honestly say with all my heart, I cherish the Word of God. But I recognize that I need to be more concerned at all times to have the Word of God flowing in and through and around my life. As I do, I recognize that I need to think about it. I need to talk about it. I need to impress upon those around me when I sit, when I walk, when I lie down, when I get up. That just about encapsulates everything, doesn't it? At all times, the Word of God must flow from us to others. The thing that I want to be remembered about by my children, by my grandchildren, by my friends, by my associates, is that I love the Word of God. And I want to be remembered as a man who loves the Word of God. Heavenly Father, I pray that as I live and as all of us live, that we might recognize that you have given us your precious word in order that we might share that word with a world that is dying for life-giving solace that only your word can bring. Might we recognize the sacred responsibility and privilege we have of sharing the Word of God with the world. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings to your hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.